Hello, my name is Aman Arneja, and I'm a program manager in the Windows networking team. With this presentation, I'm going to take you through the new features and updates in VPN for Windows 10. Month after month, we all hear news reports of network security attacks. Some of us may have been even targeted by them. Viruses, Trojan horses, malware, ransomware, hacking are terms that are fast becoming commonplace in our everyday language. In this environment, it is imperative to protect and secure enterprise network access. On the other hand, we also live in a world which is fast-paced, where a few seconds delay in access to information can be the difference between making or losing millions. Compounding the problem for enterprises is that they no longer are the decision takers for purchasing devices and have even less control on how users may be using these devices. In this new and changed landscape, the way we allow remote access needs to be modernized. And with Windows 10, we are doing just that. This presentation will resonate most with CIOs, CISOs, network admins looking at modernizing the remote access solution and adding new device classes like Windows phones, or just starting from scratch. It'll also resonate with ISVs looking at adding to their VPN solution portfolio and our current partners looking at modernizing their Windows 8.1 solution. In the relatively short time that people have been talking about the consumerization of IT, the trend has generated its fair share of stories. In the IT admin world, who hasn't had an exec walk into their room and say that I must support this new device and I want to access all the internal IT websites via it? This generally sends quivers down the spine of any IT admin because they need to look into the device and see how it functions. But in this new world that we are living in, it is very important that enterprises allow access from any device remotely. They want to also protect access to corporate resources. They want easy management and deployment, and they want to be able to audit usage and protect against data leak. The users, on the other hand, want something different. They want technology to disappear. They want more intuitive basis of authentication, like biometric, like iris scan, face recognition. Yet they also want to be secure because they don't want to be the ones causing losses to the company. Taking all of this into account, in Windows 10, we see remote access and VPN as a combination of three areas. It is the mobile device management for easy deployment and worry-free maintenance. The network access control to provide that security that the IT admins want, as well as the secure tunnel over the internet from any device class. Before we go further though, let's look at what we did in Windows 8.1 and how we are building onto that story. In Windows 8.1, we delivered an inbox VPN solution for Windows Phone. This enabled IQ2 and L2TP based VPN connections via the phone. We also started a project called the Plugin Platform for Windows and Windows Phone. Via this platform, the ISVs could write a simple VPN solution using the Windows RT APIs and get full access to their VPN technology. We also added limited MDM deployment support, which was CSPs for Windows phones and WMI for PC. And lastly, we started on-demand VPN via app triggering, but only for non-domain joined machines. This was a V1 solution. We received a lot of customer feedback. The main feedback was around, for our plugin platform, we only supported a limited set of partners. We received a large number of requests from ISVs to get access, and we were unable to give them access in the 8.1 solution. We had a different deployment solution for phone and PC. Whereas the phone used an MDM-based approach, the PC used a WMI-based approach. In addition, the solutions on the phone were delivered via the store, while on the PC were inbox. We also lacked some of the modern network security features like per-app VPN, ability to control the traffic going over the VPN, and auditing the traffic. Finally, there were also some missing features around the connection experience, like the always-on experience or the biometric auth support. With Windows 10, we are moving this story forward. We're really moving the needle on how we want to present remote access as a solution moving forward. we have a converged platform across desktop and phone. The advantages of that is that you see the same thing on the phone as you see on the PC. The same language, the same UI, the same solution, the same features. We are also updating our plugin platform. We are open to all new ISVs. They need to just write a UAP app, that is one app for support across phone and PC. And it will be a uniform store-based distribution, so they will just be able to distribute their phone and PC solution via the store. We have also added some new security and convenience features that we will talk about. And we have one deployment story for both desktop and phone. They are fully converged. Let's first talk about our auto-connect features. We are introducing in Windows 10 the always-on feature. With always-on, once configured, VPN is always connected till the user manually disconnects. This gives the direct access-like convenience of your user logging into their machine and automatically connecting to their VPN. With integrations that we will talk about in the coming slides about with Passport for Work, we can make this completely seamless with the user logging in via their Passport for Work credential and getting onto the VPN without any other prompt. We have optimized Always On for power and performance. It requires no need for any of the third-party VPN solution providers to change. It is completely deployable via the MDM route. Continuing from Windows 8.1, we're adding some more features to the app-triggered VPN. App-triggered VPN will now be available for domain joined machines. It'll continue to support both phone and PC, but now via a single deployment story via the MDM. You can specify the file path and the fully qualified binary name for the desktop apps, while for the store apps, you need to specify the plugin package family name. The active profile will be used to determine which profile to trigger. We'll talk about the active profile in the next slide. The next step is to select an active profile. The user can choose which profile is active using a checkbox as shown on the slide. By default, the last push MDM profile will be selected as the active profile for both Always On and App Trigger. These were our Auto Connect features. We will now move to our features for securing the network access. These are additional security controls and knobs to allow the IT admin to get the policy just right. The first feature that we're introducing here are traffic filters. There has been a lot of buzz about per app VPN in the industry, but we wanted to take a slightly larger look to it. We want the admin to be able to determine what goes over the VPN, what doesn't, based on application characteristics as well as just the traffic characteristics. And we are going to do both. The first type of characteristics among them are per app VPN. This controls the apps that are allowed over the VPN. You can have either force or split paradigms at the app layer themselves. What that means is that if you select split, you're saying that you trust this app. It is allowed to go over the VPN interface, but it can also go over the internet. With force tunnel at the app layer, you are saying that this app is required for my VPN interface, but should not go over the internet if VPN is connected. This again works with the 8.1 VPN plugins without any modifications. Now, you can also specify traffic rules on the traffic characteristics. You can specify based on the local remote port ranges, the local remote IP ranges, the protocol, or an SDDL-based claim. Within each rule, each parameter is evaluated with an AND operation, and across multiple rules, they are evaluated based on an OR. You can have app-based rules as well as device-wide rules. This allows you to craft the policy just as you deem fit. Another entrant to our portfolio is the Lockdown VPN. This is for the extremely security-conscious organization, typically seen as government organizations or defense contractors or any organization that needs to be paranoid about their VPN access. Once deployed, all IP traffic will go only over the VPN interface. VPN will always be connected. The user will not be able to disconnect the connection, and user will not be able to modify this connection. If the VPN interface is not present, all IP traffic will be blocked. We see this as being used on business devices, which are used only for business purposes. The next set of features that I'm going to talk about are more integration with the general Windows 10 philosophy. The first among them is Passport for Work and the VPN single sign-on experience. With Windows 10, Passport for Work is integrated with VPN. This means that you can use strong two-factor authentication married to the ease of use, which means you could use your iris authentication, face recognition, biometric, all for VPN as well. In addition, we have also integrated to the login screen. That means that once you're logging in with your Windows Hello credential, the Passport for Work credential will kick in the back and VPN will be connected automatically if you have Always On deployed. This gives a NUI-based authentication along with a strong factor authentication for VPN. Another integration point for VPN is the enterprise data protection. Another thing that you will hear of in multiple other presentations that build. Enterprise data protection helps to both protect data at rest as well as on the move. This is a different approach from others in the industry because we are actually going to detect data as personal or enterprise and only protect the enterprise data, allowing this to be used for BYOD devices. With the enterprise data protection rules, after the data egress, we will be able to use the policy to determine if the data is enterprise or not and only allow the enterprise data to go over the VPN interface. We will also trigger the VPN interface automatically based on whether the enterprise data is allowed or not. The next set of slides talk about the deployment options with Windows 10. Our promise to the customer is that VPN is going to be easy to deploy and easy to maintain. With that in our minds, we went with a fully converged MDM solution, which had to be redesigned from scratch. The reason from redesigning was we wanted to go back and look at the feedback from both MDMs and enterprises and work on that. This CSP is going to be the same across phone and PC, allowing you one deployment story altogether. It supports all the new Windows 10 features, and SCCM can even leverage the WMI to CSP bridge to deploy via SCCM. For backwards compatibility, we still have maintained the old VPN CSP on the phone, but we do recommend new implementations to be based on this new CSP. Another new approach that we've gone with is allowing store app-based deployment. This means that ISVs now have access to APIs, allowing them to build their own custom solutions. This will allow them to create, edit, modify, connect a VPN connection through these APIs. The mainline scenarios that we are thinking here are a workplace app. A workplace app is typically something that an IT enterprise would write, and they write that so that they can give this one-click solution to their enterprise users. They open the app, click a button, VPN is connected in the background, and they get a whole list of links that they can basically access over the VPN interface. The next thought is a holistic VPN solution for plugin providers with their branding. These VPN solution vendors already have an application on the store that provides VPN functionality. They can marry that with these APIs and actually provide a full end-to-end experience via their application itself. The third in this line of scenarios is consumer VPN. Consumer VPN is a fast-growing segment where mobile network operators and security ISVs are building their own VPN solution to basically allow protection of consumer devices data by allowing this data to go over the VPN tunnel, and on the server end, they do some analysis on the traffic before letting it go out. This is a fast-growing industry and something that we're very supportive of. The next set of slides talk about our updates to the plugin platform. We want to help the ISVs deliver innovative remote access solutions. With Windows 10, we see ourselves not only as an inbox solution provider, but a partner and a platform to allow ISVs to innovate. We are now open to all ISVs. ISVs will have public documentation guiding them through on how to become a VPN ISV. And in the interim, if you contact your customer account team, we would be happy to help you as well. The VPN API is fully converged across phone and PC. And as I mentioned earlier, you just need to write one universal application for both phone and PC. There will be a capability guarding the access to the VPN APIs, but our documentation will guide you through that as well. One additional topic on this is the Windows 8.1 upgrade story. Why this is an issue is that in Windows 8.1, four of our VPN vendor partners were actually shipped inbox, and we are going to be moving them across to the store. We are going to support the upgrade story from here such that once a user upgrades from Windows 8.1 to Windows 10 and they have a profile with the old inbox client, they will be able to migrate to the store and will be able to preserve their VPN settings. For new ISVs, as I mentioned, the program will be open. They will be able to create both the VPN plugin as well as have access to the Connection Manager APIs. The new process will be made public on MSDN. And there will be a capability gating the access to the APIs, which we will give to any vendor that we talk to and deem to have a solution requiring VPN. That covers our updates for Windows 10 VPN. Now we move over to a demo. I'm going to demo here per app VPN as well as app triggering to show you how you can craft a policy for secure network remote access. So with this demo, I'm going to show you a glimpse of the per app VPN with app trigger. In this setup currently, if I go ahead and show you, there is no VPN connection initially. I'll go ahead and deploy this VPN solution currently via a command line script, which will basically plumb the rule that Internet Explorer should automatically trigger to the VPN connection deployed and should be the only one that is allowed to go over the VPN interface. To deploy, I will just go ahead and run this script as an administrator. And you will see that the VPN connection is now shown over here. This VPN connection is not currently connected. If I now trigger Spartan, the VPN connection is still not going to be connected because the Spartan browser is not, as per policy, the app that will trigger the VPN. As soon as I open IE though, what happens in the background is that the connection is triggered, and when I go and check, it will show that the VPN is actually connected now. If I try to go to an internal website with a VPN, I will see that I can successfully go to it. But when I try the same with the Spartan browser, it will be unable to do so. Now, just to show that this is basically based on policy, I'm going to disconnect to the VPN and show you that if it is on the corporate environment, Spartan could have actually reached that particular website. Now, note, for the purposes of this demo, my internet interface is on my corporate network, which is why without the VPN, I can reach the corpnet. So these policies are still applied over this because the VPN interface becomes the preferred interface. And here you see it, that now the website could actually open via Spartan, while the VPN is still not connected. And that was my demo on per app VPN and app triggering. If you're around for Build and Ignite, you should check out these sessions as well. Thank you. That concludes my talk on securing the enterprise access and VPN for Windows 10.